It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Maryland fans obviously annoyed by what's going on with Kevin Willard. There's no doubt about that. I think there are two things that could possibly be annoying Nats fans right now. They got their first win of the season on Sunday. They lose 2 of 3 to the Phillies, but they avoid the sweep. There was a lot to like in that series, by the way. Their starting rotation was great. Mackenzie Gore in game 1, 6 shutout, 13 strikeouts, no walks, 1 hit. Jake Irvin in game 2 was solid, 5 innings, 2 runs. And then in game 3, Mitchell Parker pitched into the 7th and was fantastic. 6 1/3 innings of scoreless baseball for him with 5 strikeouts. Can't do any better than 17 1/3 2-run innings. Number 2 ERA in the sport out of 30 teams this deep into the season in terms of rotation ERA. Other things that went well. Nathaniel Lowe homered 2 times. Back-to-back games. Games 2 and 3. Gabriel Ruiz.
Yeah.
Is in line to have a better year than last year. We heard from everybody down at spring training. He's homered in games 1 and 2 of the season. He got off to a fast start. Josh Bell, who's got just 1 hit on the year, hit a big 3-run home run to get off the schneid. They hit for more power. This is a team that hit 135 home runs last year. They've already got 6 home runs through a couple of games, which is, you know, really, really exciting. But I tell you that, Danny, to then also tell you their bullpen is going to be a problem. And I don't think it's as bad as it looked in the first 2 games, but I don't know how much better it is either.
Yeah, let's say it's 50% better. Still awful.
They gave up 16 runs in the first 2 games. In fact, the Nats have allowed 19 runs through 3 games, 17 from the bullpen, basically all of that in what was 2 dreadful performances that completely blew chances to win on opening day and in their second game. They probably could have and should have won both games. Not with a bullpen walking the yard and giving up big flies.
No, and you added a couple other things. You're kind of, you know, making that Michael Scott cringe gif to start the year. You know, Dylan Cruz doesn't look great at the plate with 8 strikeouts and his 0 for 11 start. Those are small sample things.
That's number 2 on the list of things that probably drew the ire.
But yeah, so, you know, and a couple guys are off to sluggish starts. But through 3 games, these are things you don't notice if it's June. I mean, you'd probably notice 8 strikeouts and 11 at-bats in June. You'd go, well, that's not a great stretch. But that's all it is so far is a great stretch. Now, if we're doing this in a week from now, 2 weeks from now, we can have another conversation. But yeah, the bullpen, to me, it's a, there's nobody that, when that phone rings right now, other than Kyle Finnegan, who was shaky on opening day in typical early season Kyle Finnegan fashion, who has a track record at this stage, right? I mean, there's not a good answer down there at this point, which is, you know, for a team, again, in their internal message that they turned around and showed us all, this is what we're saying to each other. This is our organizational culture. This is our mantra. This is what we want you guys to know about us. It's not development time. It's winning time. Ooh, man, like that can really put a damper on some things where you've got some leads, you've got competitive games, you got great starts from your starting pitching, you're scrapping and clawing on an opening day or whatever, and you just got the kerosene boys trotting in for the bullpen.
Well, you can't be a playoff team with a bad bullpen. It just doesn't work. And you can't win very often if your bullpen's terrible. And theirs has been through a series. I don't think they think it's this bad, but my question, rhetorically or otherwise, would be, what am I missing exactly? Finnegan, they decided they may not keep. Like, they let him walk. They basically said, we don't need you anymore at the amount we're supposed to pay you. And he was a free agent for months. At any moment, he could have signed with any other team they were willing to move on. Eventually, it just so happened that he was worth enough in other teams' eyes that the Nats said, if you're not going to make any money, we'll pay you that money.
We could not pay you, too.
But he's the best they got, the guy that they said no thank you to at the start of the offseason.
And now, I still like Ferrer. I think he'll end up turning in a good year. I think there's plenty there.
Is the point. So Finnegan is the best that they've got in terms of proven commodities. He'll pitch the ninth inning right now. He was very good yesterday. He is okay. He is aggressively solid, I would say. Jose Ferrer is the one guy in this bullpen with tremendous stuff. The power left, you can touch 100. He's not off to an awesome start. He needs to throw the ball over the plate. But I do believe very much so in Jose Ferrer. Otherwise, you're hoping that Brad Lord, who debuted yesterday and didn't get a batter out, ends up becoming a real nice piece for you, throwing 97 out of the bullpen. You're hoping that 27-year-old Orlando Ribalta, who looks the part, a former 12th-round pick, can become an important member of the bullpen. Like, Colin Poche is a last guy in for me. He's pitched twice in big spots and just given up a million runs. Lucas Sims didn't have a good season last year.
No.
Gave him $3 million, brought him in. Jorge Lopez got booted off of a team last year. He's been on three teams since the start of last season. What am I missing here? I know that Derek Law is hurt, and when he comes back, at least he can give you some innings. Maybe Zach Brixey, similarly, is somebody with a strained quad that could help them, but again, he's completely unproven. Hasn't pitched very well at the major league level when he's been given a shot. It's not like they have dudes in their bullpen that have long track records of success. That's my point.
Yeah, there it is. That's your summary.
You have to spend money to upgrade your bullpen. They did not do that.
Yeah, and that's one of those places where you can have a pretty good economic return on investment, if you will, right? The starting pitcher, who's a frontliner, is going to make, I'm making up a number, $25-30 million a year. If you can't spend that, you could spend 5.5 or 6 instead of spending 3 to get a more proven commodity. And historically, one of the areas where Rizzo and company, they haven't overspent on bullpens because, and I understand this, by the way, just as a general pathology, you don't want to go, I don't want to pay for the guy coming off the career year where he made 75 appearances, probably got up another 25 times, and he was Old Faithful, so the manager ran him into the ground. Bullpens tend to fluctuate. Bullpen arms tend to fluctuate. You look at the list of closures right now versus 3 years ago, it's almost an 80-some percent turnover for almost everybody around baseball.
It's a volatile game.
And it's so volatile, right? So you don't want to pay too much of a premium, but that's the spot where maybe you could have. If again, the rhetoric is, we are trying to win right now. That's an effective, cheap way to improve the roster, right? In terms of money spent, you can't have everybody making $40 million a year. Even the Yankees can't do it. Even the Dodgers can't do it, right? You've got to have some nice, cost cutting spots. This is one of those places where I go, God, I wish it wasn't Colin Poche. With all due respect to him, you know what I mean? Like you could have upgraded a couple spots here for a few million more bucks and been serviceable. I'm not talking about having a lights out bullpen, not the bullpen de la muerte that the Braves had a handful of years ago.
Well,
where everybody coming out was
here's
nasty.
The bottom line: there's not a bullpen in the sport that's going to the playoffs that doesn't have a reliever in it that's making good money. It just not going to find
right.
It. You know, Finnegan again is the high water mark who they said you're not worth $9 million, mm-hmm. and they brought back at 6.
Right.
Otherwise, it's kind of dudes that were available on the scrap heap or young guys they're projecting some success from. And I like Lord and I love Ferrer in these roles. But you need 7-8 guys that are going to be pretty consistent to have a good bullpen. I just don't know where it's going to come from. The Nationals now 1-2 to start their season. You want to weigh in on that, you can go to our poll of the day to give us your thoughts, and we will tell you what it is in just a couple of moments. Our Grant and Danny poll of the day is presented by Metropolitan Moving and Storage, local, long distance, residential, or commercial. 3 decades of best in class service and experience.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.